started out to work, Robbie Eliezer, helping.
I want to discuss Hilchos Svis Oima, but not the halachas of counting the Oima, other halachas, the halachas of Benod Nachaveiroi. Why is that called Hilchos Svis Oima? It is very much Hilchos Svis Oima. If the Tamid Rebbe Kiva were Nifta, Shlenogu covered Zeh B'Zeh. It's not pshat because they didn't get covered, we have to work on Avon Machaveiroi. They were only nifter this time of the year, Dafka, because this time of the year in Svir Suwaima is a time when there's a special emphasis on Avon Machaveiroi, and there's a special tviya, there's a special demand from Shemayim to be particularly makpid on Avon Machaveiroi. This is the time of the year to work on Avon Machaveiroi, and therefore working on one's middos and working on one's interpersonal relationships is very much the halachas of Svir Suwaima, not the halachas of counting.
No, it's just the
halachas of Avon Machaveiroi. So it's very much the halachas. And the reason why this time of the year is because we're coming up to Kabbalah Satayra. There's a Loshna Ben Yoin in Pirkei Avos, Im Ein Derech Eretz Ein Torah, Le'olam Ein HaTorah Shoychenes Ela Al Guf Mole Midas Toivus. You have to have Midas Toivus to be Zoycha to Torah. What was that Gdom at the Matan Torah? Vayichin Shom Yisrael K'ish Echo B'Lev Echad. Achdus is an absolute essential prerequisite for Gemara Torah. So working on Benod Nachaveiroi is very much the Inyon HaDiyoma of these days between Pesach and Shavuos. So we have in last week's sentence, V'haftu Reicha K'moicha. So as we know, the Gemara in Shabbos, a potential convert came to Hillel. Can you teach me the whole Torah on one leg? Meaning, can you stand a few minutes? Can you tell me one sentence, one phrase which encapsulates the whole Torah? What did he answer him? Treat other people like yourself. So we see this inyan of the Haftarecha Kamoicha encompasses the whole Torah. There's an obvious question here. We can understand the Haftarecha Kamoicha encompasses all the mitzvahs but on the Chaveiroi. The Haftarecha Kamoicha, treat Yenna like yourself, that includes every Indian, Lashon Hara, Geneva, Gizeh, anything or anyone on Chaveiroi, doing Chesed, all the mitzvahs, but again to other people, are incorporated in this one phrase, the Haftarecha Kamoicha. The question is, how does this incorporate the mitzvah on the mokum? How does the Haftarecha Kamoicha incorporate bosa b'cholav and not to wear shatnas and to put tefillin on? So I want an answer. The Gemara says that the olam, a person should consider the whole, he's katzi zaka, katzi chaya. One mitzvah could tilt the balance. One aveira, chas v'shalom, may the whole world could be like that. Mela, every person's mitzvah aveira could affect the whole world. We're supposed to be considered equal, mamash evenly poised, zchuyos and aveiras, and one mitzvah of aveira can make all the difference. Every person, every mitzvah of aveira you do affects the whole world. Besides that, every person affects the whole world. You're setting example to other people, and every mitzvah is most of kedusha in the world. Every aveira is most of tumah in the world, which affects other people. So consideration for other people is Be'emes incorporates all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Now, it's very interesting that when Hillel told this ger, he said it in a negative lashon. What he said was, Madaloch soni lechavroch loisav. Don't do to someone else what you don't want done to yourself. Interesting. He didn't say it in a positive way. Do to others what you won't do to yourself, yeah? He said it in Aramaic, adiyuk. So Mashah makes it. Mashah taka sen chametaka. I want to say the Memes, you should do the positive way. But somebody who's not yet, he's only a goy, he doesn't cap the high emoji, he's on the low emoji. Mashah vice says, no, you can't expect that. Ik is don't, in a negative way. Don't do to Yenin what you don't want done to Yenin. The positive side is also a mitzvah, but not mamash. It's too much to expect. Sound to that. It's too high emoji to say, let's stop. Halavai, we should start. Avada, there's a key of mitzvah to be considerate to people and do chesed. But the Lashon HaTorah Kamoicha, the rice obligation mamash is in the negative way. Don't do to someone else what you don't want done to yourself. Oh. In Bemis, in the Rambam, the Rambam says in the positive way as well. The Rambam Taka says, Mashal says, it's too high madrega to expand. And the Rambam, Hilchadeus, says, Mitzvah al kol Adam, Lev es kol Echad ve Echam Yisrael kegufay. To praise people, for lochus al mamoinai, carrying without your own money, the rights of becoming that's me. I'm not even positive, yeah. So the prima godin points this out. The mashal says the ikka mitzvah. I've had the mashal's moida was to try and do chesed and being considerate and help people, but the rice of mamash, according to mashal, is in the negative way. Don't do to Yadna what you don't want done to yourself. And the Rambam says, mamash in the positive way. Positive, I have to chemerki pshuta. His Bama says, like the mashal says, kilu, it's a very high madrega in the positive way to love Yadna as much as yourself. The Ramban's observer, a very ancient Ramban, very, very fascinating Ramban on this pasuk. Listen to the word Ramban now. On the Haftarach HaKamoicha, Ramban, Haftarach HaKamoicha, this is money. Haflogger, what's Haflogger mean? Too much. Exaggeration. Listen to this. Kilo yekabo leiv ha'adam sheyehav as chaveiroi kavod nafshi. You can't accept it. Rambam. It can't be makabos his name. To love the other like yourself too much. Haftarach HaKamoicha. Rambam says, haflogger. What's haflogger mean? Haflogger means haflogger. Rambam. Wouldn't dare to say Rambam. It's haflogger means it's a bit over. It's not avada. The mitzvah to love a yid. But mamash kamoicha, a person can't accept such a thing. Why? V'oi. Listen to this. Kvabo Hillel. Kvabo Bakiva Chayachal Koidmim. Chantazach. Chayachal Koidmim is if it's two people in the wilderness and there's a danger of Pekuch Nefesh and need a cup of water, keep it for yourself. Chayachal Koidmim. So the Ramban, who is Alin Yon Mokhavel? I'm first. Chayachal Koidmim. So what does Achal Koidmim mean? It's a murder kazach. The Bataiz, Yev Chavei B'chayim, Ramban's Bataiz, he doesn't say, I have to Esrech, a Lurech. What he means is, in every Inyan, should be happy for another person. She says, listen to this, Pa'amim, Yev Chavei B'chayim, Yedu'im, Leti Ba'oyshev Le B'chachma, V'im Yo'ev Le B'chayil, Yachboi, Sheyizkei Yom Le B'oyshev Le Chosim, V'loi Sheyish Ve'eilov. Avol Yeh Chobis B'lib, V'loi Yehu Yosem Imenu. Ramban Mordi. Doesn't say Esrech, V'haf to Lurech, love your friend. In every Inyan, you should be happy for somebody else. For the Ramban, the Ikka Kiyam Haftarach HaKamoicha is expressed Tifaginu Inyanam. The Ramban Moed is that Yachbot Chay B'chal Inyan, yeah? It says here, Avod Ye'oi Avoy B'chal Yachbot She Yizkiri Eyu Ovi B'oisha Nechosim V'kovet V'loi She Yishvelo. There's a mid I want to be more than him. Avod Ye'chavos B'nei Hu Ye'yosim Imenu. The Torah wants there's that one-upmanship. But I want to be a bit more. So it's human nature. I want to be a vada. You're not dealt. You're not covered. You're happy. But there's deep in a person's teeth in the heart around a certain middah. I want to be a bit more. Right? Ich vergille mich der bissel. So the Rambam, das ist Mödi. Kamoicha mamish, not shayach. You're not expected to love you and like yourself mamish. Kamoicha mamish, so the man is a flogger. It's like, it's above our koichas. Rambam. So understand, what is expected of you, it doesn't say you have to esreecha, lureecha. You should be happy for him. You should love him, be happy. Nochayid hotatzlocha, be happy for him. And Bema says, why do you say you're happy? And Bema says, stick it avoid it. And if you're happy, for I'm in Yechle, but the time you're doing, I'm in Yechle, but the time you're doing, I'm in Yechle, 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 I don't want to be equal to me. Ava yechof is belibol oyem yu yoysom. But he does not. Shalom yekin as is belibol. A yeh but a voice a toiva kaz a nafshoi. Murdered. This is the mitzvah. Work on your midas to be genuinely happy for another yid in Tzifaginen Yam and don't have his kinnah, which vice of there's a certain mid that have a kinnah. So he shaitan Rambam. So it's a goyis avoider, because vice of is maybe human nature, and what you don't want, you haven't got this gewaldige, this bit of kinnah that always remains, you have to work on it. It's interesting, Rambam makes a deal, it doesn't say v'hafta es reyacha. It says v'hafta l'reyacha. What's the difference? So v'hafta es reyacha means mamush levyanim, and l'reyacha is be happy, be loved for him, not mamush the same as you. Oh, and then it says, with this, you give emphasis, there's a cash in this Rambam. Because Rambam says, next halacha, avas hager, Sheba v'nichzan kamvashchina. Shtei mitzvah say, achas because he's a yid. No, he's a ger. Haftam is a ger. Now listen to this. V'tziva el avas hager k'moy shetziva avas atzmoy. Haftam is Hashem. I'm shvoch oiv game. So Bam says a ger extra mitzvah, and a ger is asoy choshev. It's like the boishem. He says a mitzvah to love a ger is the same as Hashem because it's after Hashem. So Av of a Ger compared to Av of Hashem. So Rambam, special. So always had Shverim. Have to do a Chumach, every year, what's the Chilik? Rambam writes this by a Ger, because a Ger Tzedek, it's like the version. Why is every year like that? So one of the first the difference is this Chilik. V'haftem Es Ager, V'haftem L'Reacha. Es Ager is more than that. V'haftem L'Reacha. And V'haftem Es Ager, vice by Ger, vice you can't do it. Fred, you can't. Vice by Ger, efforts to have output enough to make even beyond what's not the normal, what's normally expected of you. Okay, I call upon him that grace a mitzvah, and according to Mashal, it's in the negative side. But I'm sure Mashal is also most of the key in mitzvah. Halacha l'maaseh, whatever you can do, avoid causing people any type of aggravation, and I've had the key in mitzvah, ala mina chasadim, all included. I'm going to bring you a shtickle ha'ara from Hilchus Shabbos. I've got a halacha in Hilchus Shabbos. It appears to me that not everyone's on the madrig. It's very hard to expect you to be like everyone, like yourself. See why? Halacha in Hilchus Shabbos. Halacha of a psikresha. Psikresha means you do an action, and you're not mechavim for a malacha, but a malacha takes place as a consequence of what you're doing. Moshe, you're dragging your bench on the ground. I'm having to schlep this bench. Reminds you, and cause a good rank. Another example, I'm washing a man. If it's not vadai, it's a double shemeschav. If it's inevitable, it's called pesikresha. Now, another example is, you're washing your hands. I'm having a picnic lunch in the garden. I'm washing tishidayim. I'm washing my hands. Reminds you, watering the grass. Shaitan locha. Psikresha. You've got benefit, your grass has been watered. That's because the halacha, even they don't even have bechlal, never eat in the garden, is it? If you use the chetchila to be nizah as a gzeh, don't eat in the garden in case you might spill on the ground. Okay, it could be, I think in COVID, there are quite a few kiddush in the garden. It could be on a table, but most the chetchila, maybe it's different to the table, not a shit to spill. I call upon him, so is it? So the members of Gemara on Shabbos as well, and the Gemara there is talking about actually. He's cutting off branches, you're making it, that's called pruning. So, halacha mega paskund, if you do it, it's psikresha is only chai when it's nichele. When you, a psikresha, this halacha, that when you do an action on Shabbos, and as an inevitable consequence of what you're doing, a malacha takes place, that's called a psikresha, but it's only the rise if it's nichele. If you're happy, if you're not nichele, it's not the rise. It's machalik, rabbana, ma'bi mutter, but it's still not the rise. Is the lashon in the poskim is on your own field. My own field, I'm nichele. Now, come to again, Toisvus, Mishmur brings it. Your own field is called nichele, and also a field of your friend. Habichke afraid. That's leave alle yidden. I don't know what the answer is. Everybody's my friend. Why would that happen? Stachel, my answer is. Take a pass now. Mishmur brings the halach. If you've got, let's say, a mashke, which is a sophic, certain liquids, it's not clear. Do they cause things to grow or not? Maybe rice, maybe orange juice. Certain liquids that are sophic, will they make the grass grow? Straight to Mishmur. If it's Yenna's field, it can be more maker. Anyway, it's not rice. I wonder what the answer is. If a person's on the madrega that he should be on, Ichor blieb alle Eden. Haftu Echor Kamoicha. So every is my friend. I don't know all the answers. Why? What was he not your friend? Without this Tosa, you would say. I would say, don't bring around midas. This is Hilchos Shabbos, this is not Chaveret. Hilchos Shabbos, the ick is, I'm number one. My field, I'm happy, yeah? If I wash the dish down on my field and my grass grows, I'm number one. For myself, I'm happy. Oh, they're eating very nice. Oh, but Tosfos says the word is my field or a friend, my friend. Yeah, I don't go. I've got nothing to do with him. So what? Am I not happy for him? Does it mean is he? Does he just can go? Doesn't say you don't know who he is. Might be my guy. Doesn't say he's a guy. I eat. Finally, from me, got nothing to do with him. I don't go to his chassid. He doesn't invite me to his son's chassid. I'm a mailer. And that's I'm mishtatef. With this, I don't know what the answer is. I've asked a few times, how much cash? What's the answer is? Actually, the halacha, although there is, after the halacha, it sounds like halacha is based on the assumption that a person has his close circle of friends. My friends, I'm happy for them. I mean, I've got a bit of a schwer carry. It's not asking much. Why are you not happy? Another year's grass will grow. It's not like a bit of Mrs. Nefesh. I'm not asking you to go on the to gang bargain him toes in front. You have your friends. I don't. Is the only mishtatef in this horror? I want them to share my spilers from this horror. I don't want the answer. Any suggestion of it? Shantazach. Our loch of Egepaskund is only called psychoration nichele if it's in your field or your friend. It doesn't say the dag how friendly you have to be. He's not my friend. This man, I didn't say he's my enemy. Pardon?
Neighbours.
Okay. Despite being neighbours, still friends, yeah?
Wouldn't it be that Yenom's
field
on Shabbos may grow as the Yenom
of Chorinodom?
Why are
you making it? The Yenom of Chorinodom isn't Chorinodom Shlebifon. Why are you friend?
He doesn't want it to grow on Shabbos.
So why are you friend? Your yours don't want it to grow. Why did it say if you wash the dishes down on the grass, it's a chilul Shabbos? I don't want the I don't want my grass to grow on Shabbos. Teretz says, if you do an action and as inevitable consequence of what you're doing, a malacha takes place, then you chayav. I don't want to be machal Shabbos. You machal Shabbos could be a chashash deraisa. Yeah. By the way, a falcon. A practical example: you open your sukkah roof. If it's straight on the grass, you put a sheet down, it shouldn't get the wreck, it should be hit the ground. Otherwise, say, what's he, Nichle? There are studying, maybe, some say, if the grass doesn't need, it's already been raining before, and it's. It could say, well, not much, it's almost negligible the amount of tova the ground. Halacha changed it. Halacha vega paskin about drinks, and said different how much. That's svara. There's one shit that it says, if it's fully grown, it's been raining, this bit of water doesn't make that much difference. Halacha vega paskin, halacha, the Indian of watering grass. Watering grass plant is a malacha deraisa, and it is mentioned halacha. Matilis yidayim, when you're doing, watering. If it's going to land on the grass and it's going to benefit in some way, that is called a malacha deraisa. No. That's just nichle. Say it on where I don't want my grass. There's no hatchet to wash. That's all you have to put a sheet down first. It's not direct. It's not right, so yeah. Those have a sukkah on the and next to the grass. Yeah. And I'm pointing out, it's interesting, it mentioned the Indian of Chaveiroi. Yeah, basically, I'll call upon him, does he the Indian, I have to come, okay. So I'll call upon him, that's just a halacha maisa, a chula maisa, we have to work on ourselves to be... And there is a shit that's mutter as well. Yeah, there are people make away, but other two from you just appear here. If you say a grom, there are a two from all of his nicha, and also it's rabbonim. There's a bird in the room, you close the window. So you make him say that. So there we say, if it's Rabbanon, if it's Rabbanon, there's anyway the bird's not properly, a bird in the room this side, not trapped. If you close the window, have you trapped the bird? You haven't trapped the bird, you've sort of, you've restricted his movement.
Confined.
That's the Rabbanon, not the right. Trapping the ice means enclosing that. So a bird, to trap a bird in this room will be a Rabbanon. even if you did it deliberately. Right? You have to some extent confine the bird, you've minimized his freedom. So say the Rabbonim. And now, it's not the one, I didn't do it, I just closed the window. And because of that, the bird got trapped. That's le nichele. And even if I'd closed the window deliberately, with the intention of trapping the bird, it would not be a deraisa, because an area of this size, a bird is not really trapped. He's a bit confined, he's not trapped. Therefore, don't be rabbonim. And now I'm not doing it deliberately, I'm doing it by closing the window. Which is like, I might, mishibus alachamaisa, if it's, let's say, you're cold, and you're closing the window because it's cold, the draft coming in, so I'm doing it to save the cold. I'm closing the window, but the mice, as a consequence, this bird's going to get trapped. So that, but even if I do it deliberately, it's a rabbonim, so it's a preparation to learn nich, and it's a rabbonim. So then, the mishibus makel, but mokum tzach, right, I tell him, yeah? We was talking about tearing packets once. I'm going to tear packets. Don't tear packets. Not sure why. I'm actually saying you don't tear packets. I'm not sure to tell you. Tear writing. It's anything really. Tear writing on a packet. I'm complaining. You say you shouldn't do it. Everyone knows. You open a packet, even if you have to tear it in the street, you shouldn't tear the writing. It's also not. I'm complaining. We're nizelach etchele. We don't do it. I'm not the writer. Le nichle. There's tackle nichle because you don't want what we got from it, yeah? Tear writing. What do you have from tearing this writing? What, no benefit whatsoever. I'll be here by water, grass, you. You want grass is growing, yeah? Okay, so I'll call upon him. Maybe we should all try and work on our midas to the extent of have to a chamoicha that will have a shala about pouring liquid even on everybody's grass. We should reach the madrega where anybody we go to a, if someone's got a kiddush in the garden, well, if you go to kiddush, maybe your friend of his, yeah. Whatever. Go to Kamadia. Go to kids. Not someone say. Go to kids. You're our friend. Maybe I've got a shayla. Okay. Then in the COVID, was in the garden. Was on the table there. So someone said the shayla during COVID. People had the kiddush in the garden. Someone said, "Oh, why? You've got liquids there." Maisa nishlech chomer. It's only Ramah says lechatchila yesh lizoe. Don't eat or drink in the garden. It may spill. It's not valid. Not spilling on the grass. Yeah. Not washing your dime on the grass. Nobody would set up a suit in the garden. You wash the moitzi over the grass. That would be a shayla. Then Taki Devashah, then you have to know, then Pariyosa. So that's my Madrego, we think it's a Shava Dreisa. According to Mishmuz and Rabbanon, after Echel Kamoicha, we'll reach the Madrego where every single lead is my friend, and then every single lead is Nichele. Okay. So now, another goes to the other thing in this, in the same parish is the Sikkim and the Sitter, yeah? Interesting, it says there, not to take, even not to even say, I'm not like you. And I say, that's what from the Rashi there. Rashi gives a marshal, the Kumbhisele Sikkim only applies to not lending. If someone chappers you, the Chinuch says, if someone gives you verbal abuse, you can answer back. Because it's a very high madrega. It's too much to expect. There's Nelovin Venom over the madrega. Nelovin Venom means I receive insults, I don't give back, is a madrega. It's not a Chiv Gomer, it's a Chinuch. Why? L'chaiva toira lias ke'evan, like a gornish, nishispo, yeah? Kevin Shane no doimuk, Evan Doimum, yeah? He says Lost Khinik is Le Mkharfov Kamoilum of Orchov. So I'm a gornish, whatever he says, I don't care what you say to me. You give me bizoinus, give me compliment. It's against human nature, it's the high madrega. So Ikadim, if someone gives you the verbal insult, you can give him back. So it's Kedai not to. Why is it Kedai not to? Guess why? No, not Nisikim. Incorrect. If someone insults you, if someone subjects you to verbal abuse, me'eked, you're allowed to answer him back. He calls you names, it's mutter, 100% mutter. It's not called lo sikkim. Because it's high, but it's highly recommended not to. Do you know why?
You'll answer back if you go on and on.
Yeah, go on. Also, if you don't answer back, then you're receiving bizyonus, not giving back. You get kaponos avoinus. And Mela, you can send him a basket of appreciation. If you don't answer back, and he walks off, you can send him a bar of chocolate. Thank you for giving me a toiva, giving me a kaponos avoinus. He did you a toiva. I'll make a kneecap right now. But the ikkar of sikkim is, he doesn't do you a toiva. Oh. So Rashi gives a moshel. Listen to this, Rashi says now, listen to Rashi. Rashi gives a moshel of a magal and a cow dung. Now Rashi's moshel is, the first moshel of sikkim is, he didn't lend you a cow dung. I'm not lending you my magal. And the second moshel, sorry, yourself. First, the first one is a man or a cat. The second one, I changed the order. In the sitter, Rashi said, He didn't lend me a kadum, and I lent him a magal. Eini kemoischa, I'm not like you. No, doesn't care for me. Shaitan maskul dover to say. A magal is a very plain tool. There's no reason not to lend a magal. It's a side little knife gunish. A cowdom can get spoiled.
Hammer.
Electric drill. A spanner electric drill. A spanner. Why do you have a spanner? Why do you have to lend a spanner? A cowdom is like a saw. It could get spoiled. Listen carefully. So a magal, if you don't lend a magal, it's a shtickle avla. It's a schlechte middus. If you don't lend a cowdom, you've got a shtickle terrets. Be careful, Stein, right? I don't lend out magal, now I get spoiled. In the first mosh, Rashi starts off, Yenna doesn't lend me a magal. Grease avla. Because bon, who's had a magal? Why do you lend a magal? I don't lend him a kadum. It's called a shikra chiddish. Because your mouth goes, no, no, sick and why. I got right. He refused to lend me a magal. Schlecht the middus. No excuse. I'm not lending him a kadum, which is a source can get spoiled. So I might be justified. Kamash malam. If you've got a policy, I don't lend out my cardum. I don't lend out things. But you know, if not for Yen, you would have done. So you overload sikkim. Now, the second one. Now, this. This var goes now with the eni kamoyscha. Could be a locha. You overload eni kamoyscha. I'm not like you. Rashi says eni kamoyscha. The second marshal is fakir. Yenna doesn't lend you a cardum. And you say to him, I'm not like you. I lend you a mechman. I lend a magel. So shvachatana, because Yenna could answer you back. Oh, grace of tzaddik with the best. I would also lend you a magel. A machzach is like a self-righteous. I'm better than you. The best a kaga. Do you don't lend things? I do lend things. That's what he said. Of course, I mean, halach, you don't have to say it. Abu Rashi has to say it. Yeah. So if you say that to Yenna. Go to tzaddik with the best. I would also lend you a magal. You asked me for a kadum. A kadum is a saw. It gets spoiled. Anyone? Kamash melon. You still overloose it, Toya. Is it good? The vase is good. It wasn't from cash on the vase because halacha this is not turn on saying it. But Rashi gets you. Get the vase, come on. By loisikim, when you're doing the comma, you're not lending him. And then the chiddush, we'd be pushing. If you don't lend a magal, the grace I was pushing is sicker. If you don't let, if Yen refuses you a card, the chiddush of the said mechudush tikal is sicker. He refused to lend you a magal. If you lend a magal, which is a grosser avla, and you refuse to lend him a card, which is semi justifiable. Kamash, no, it's still is sicker. Why? Well, if you've got a policy. I don't lend out my cardum. I only lend out spanners and I don't lend out electric drill to people. I don't lend out instruments gets could be taken out to. I don't bother anything gets spoiled. You're taken out to. He knows himself that he would have lent it out. Why is he not doing it? Because he didn't lend him. So Yenna Reuven did him a gross to Avla. He didn't lend a magal. And I'm doing a cardum, which is and by the city is vacant. Sigit? Sigit?
Yeah.
Masculine David, says the Shor. But the Meiser, in the Rambam, say even just believe. Lots of times forget. How do you catch the Rambam? The sitter, say the Rambam, even if you don't say anything. Yeah. It's the macaque. How do you manage that? Any suggestions? How do you do that? Don't remember what happened. Any suggestions? Forget about it. You're not over if you just remember it. Any suggestions? How can I not remember? How can I not remember? You ended in Avla. Remember, I saw someone once have art. I'm sick and someone says, Can you lend me your van to schlep some stuff? Down the road. And he says no. And because he has to schlep 10 times over, and Yenna's lying there in his garden, and then he asks the next day, he sees Yenna mixes up because he refused to lend him. Next day he asks him to lend him. How can I make a big avla? Next he comes to a chitzpah, can you lend me something? And he refused to lend him, and he calls him major tikh here. Can you lend me a van to go 5 houses down the road to move? No. It's because they had to schlep with a wheelbarrow. It's a git gemitcha because of Yan. And then they forget about it. How do you forget about it? Yeah. Good kasha?
Yeah.
So pshat is, I don't mean you forget. You forget it happened. You forget achoshkin tamas. You work on yourself. Everything's been a shaman. You've done melech, yeah? Remember the story now? Shimi ben Geira. He's mavazel over the next day. And like, Ibojim told him to do it. It says kashmim. Ibojim told him to do it. Avada is wrong what he did. But Yim Chazayim means you've got to forget what happened. It means you've got no time. You work on your midas. It was Beshet Menash Shemayim. Whatever Agmas Nefesh I had, because Yana didn't lend me, I deserved it. Why did Yana give it to me? Rabbi Shtag is not good. He's not a great Shtadik. He shouldn't be a... I'll be on. Yeah. I told you the story, yeah? I said this story before. Not only Sikkim Stam. He saw Bochrim schmoozing. Whole group of smoothing the beamer, middle of Seder. She came and says, Man Shul Shiva, Chintekhne Brocha. So she said, Ferlich, smoothing between Seder, smoothing. And he said, Chabba Gris Agmas Nefesh. And then he said, Ganz gut bedievet, ich hab kaporas Havenes von dem. Aber ihr darf nicht an der Schliech, man kaporas Havenes. Made the same thing. Jens doesn't have it. Jens doesn't have it. Jens doesn't have it. Jens refuses to lend you. No reason. Jens is a schlechter man. Jens doesn't get the middles. Somebody refuses to lend you something and he calls you gross Agmas Nefesh. And it could be taken no reason. It's a kagam. Taken is good. So you had Agmas Nefesh. So what happens? You get kapos avoiners. But he's not meant to be the shliach. The maisa. But you're meant to work on your middles. It's Mir Shemayim and Meira. And then you can remember it happened. But you remember, I know the incident happened, but I don't remember it being ended with Yanam. It's just, as Ergumay, I had some Hagmas Nefesh. So very happened. This is remember, yeah? So Rashi Nishchumi says, you give it, it's out, I'm not like you. So it sounds from Rashi, if you don't say those words, you're not over. Of the Rambam, the Chofetz Chaim, the Ben Yoina, many possibly say, oh, without saying it, just the fact that you think you've got a tie on Yanam is Urchishkin. To work on your midas. As hot to be Yanim, also Mir Shemayim, and Arag was Nefesh Mir Shemayim, and Mela, but then Av of Acht was Shalom Vareus, then in two comes the Madrega Fin, the Yichin Shalom is all Ish Echod, Blev Echod, Achtus and Harmony in Av of Yisrael, but then a Gvaldiga school to Makamas on the Torah.
Good, 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 good